Choose Your Barley, the Barley Equinox question. Shalom. This article is a great help in determining the new year, the scriptural new year. We're not going to go by the Roman new year, except when it comes to the financial Babylonian world out there, when they have a new year right in the dead of winter, when nothing is new. Well, at least they're going by a related winter solstice there. But and the whole idea is time to get drunk, time to sit around and watch football, whereas Yahweh's new year has nothing to do with drunkenness or watching football, by the way. Oh, although we could run back some old videotapes or something, right? But why would you want to when we have Yahweh and all of this beauty and blessings of the feast? Oh, it's great teaching and so on. But we're going to go really deep here in this part two of determining the new year. We had talked about the tikvah, the Hebrew word tikvah, and equinox. Tikvah means equinox in the English word equinox there. We studied that a little bit, and the article's complicated. Let's just listen to what this man has to say on the website, truthofyahweh.org. Choose Your Barley. The information was gathered using the barley to determine the month of Aviv and then set up the scriptural calendar for the coming year. He had been going to Arizona to barley fields for several years, and it could have been Jerusalem, but we're going to talk about that. And he was learning more each year. What I learned in 2002 was very shocking. You can read my observations, scriptural references, and comments. Did you know that all barley is not the same? He learned that one type of barley will mature in the fourth month of 2002, and another type of barley will mature in the fifth month of 2002. These are not genetically modified varieties. These are products of farming seed selections that have been used by man for centuries. How many types of barley are there? There are six types of barley grown in Arizona. In Arizona, six types of barley. Now we're going to go by Jerusalem here in a little bit. Some seed types that have been developed to grow better in a dry desert environment in Israel are shipped all over the world. Poco in the center of the field. Shalom, the commander, Max, and two others. When do different varieties head and when do they mature? The earliest to harvest are Barco and Poco. They should head on 3/1/2002. They should head and then mature on 4/9/2002. Well, let's turn the page. The latest to harvest, High Yield Max variety, should head on 3/20 and mature on 4/30. So on 3/2, the Poco barley that I looked at was not in the head. A few plants at the edge of the field were in the boot, but the field was not in the boot. That was his observation. We have to define in the boot is when the plant begins to open and hair-like strands are coming out of the top with partially visible undeveloped seed pods at the base of the strands. In the boot, when the plant begins to open and strands are coming out of the top. In the head means that the field is 80% headed. Maturity is the physiological maturity in 1 to 2 weeks before the harvest ripe stage. Maturity stage, the harvest ripe barley, note the color, the 10% moisture the previous year, and the maturity of the previous year. So he made a comment, for barley to be used for determining Aviv, it should be at maturity at the time of a new moon. So 14 days later would be Passover, and the barley would be ripe for the first fruit offering that was done. It should be at maturity. In the event that the barley field was not totally ripe, some could be picked, but roasting the seeds to dry them was acceptable for an offering. Concerning the Passover first fruit wave sheaf offering, It was mentioned there in Leviticus 23, right before the Feast of First Fruits, the wave sheaf offering. Josephus says that the sheaf was of barley, and that until this ceremony had been performed, no harvest work was to be done. So the barley was harvest ready. If barley is to be used for the first month's determination, it must at the new moon be yellow and beginning to dry out, and be yellow as in the maturity, and a picture that they had there on the website of I'll tell you at the end of this broadcast here, because I partially forgot it. I think it's the truth of Yahweh. Am I right? 2 weeks later, Passover, and beginning to dry out into maturity. If barley is to be used for the first month, it must at the new moon be yellow and beginning to dry out. 2 weeks later, Passover, would then be harvest ready. Aviv does not mean green ear. This incorrect translation has caused much misunderstanding. So look at the Poco variety. Choose your barley. The Poco variety is used for determining of Aviv. If it were used, it will not be in the head, let alone mature by the new moon of 315. This will cause us to add a 13th month, an intercalary month, to the scriptural year. And this year he was talking about 2002. Now the Max type of variety, the MAX, is used for determination of Aviv. If that's so, it will not be mature until 430. This is way past the new moon of 413 and would cause the need for a 14th month. Good night. Which is not done for many reasons, one of which is that Passover would be at the end of the 5th month, almost in the summer. Well, to me it is summer. It's early summer. There's only 2 scriptural seasons. But most people want to argue 4 seasons. And, well, it's something we can observe out there, but it's not scriptural. Other varieties fall in between. In other seasons, when the dates will change, and perhaps earlier, observers of a Poco-type variety may not add a 13th month, while observers of the Max-type variety will add a 13th month in another season. Now, question, is there any original barley variety? The original barley. According to a local barley farmer, if there is an original barley variety, no one grows it. It is not aware, or he is not aware, of any original barley seeds. He'd farmed all his life, and he's in his 70s, and barley is his specialty. Checking barley varieties with experienced barley farmers, which barley would be used to determine the month of Aviv and how? This statement that someone uses barley to determine the month, Aviv, is incomplete. Too many factors are still left to be explained. Which variety of barley is being observed? Was it planted at the proper time for proper growth? Which variety was it planted at the right time? What stage of development is being used for a reference? A head on the edge of the field just out of the boot? Or B, 80% of the field just out of the boot? And C, a head on the edge of the field, well out of the boot with no seeds in the pods? D, 80% of the field well out of the boot with no seeds in the pods? See, there's a lot of factors here. Another one is, but no yellowing. F, 80% of the field with seeds in the pods, but no yellowing. G, a head on the edge of the field with seeds in the pods and yellowing of the plant. And H, 80% of a field with seeds in the pods and yellowing of the plant. All the above methods and more are currently being used by different groups in their determination of the month of Aviv to determine their new years. A lot of different calendars are out there. Well, at least they're not saying, well, let's just go along with the Roman calendar then. Let's make the dead of the year be new year. Let's make the stroke of midnight determine a new day instead of when Yahweh says, when the sun goes down, the evening through to the morning. Somebody says, well, wouldn't dawn be a better time when the sun comes up? Well, no, Yahweh doesn't say it that way. So we got to go by his way. We think we know a better way. But he says we don't know his ways. These result in honest, sincere, dedicated believers doing the appointed times on different dates and in different months. And we got those out there in the, doing it in the 12th month, 12th pagan month. What about the barley in Israel then? Israel is a modern country of modern farming techniques. Farmers plant seed types that will be disease resistant, have an increased yield in different harvest times. We receive barley reports from Israel. The truth of Yahweh does. It is stated that the barley looked at in Israel is an ancient variety and is wild. That's what they state. Harvested barley, as in the scriptures, would be domesticated barley, not wild, because wild barley does not have desirable characteristics for making bread, for making the unleavened bread. Has the domesticated barley in Israel never been crossbred in any way for disease, resistant, yield, or speed of maturity? Was it planted in an area where it would mature earlier due to that location? Planted in a different area? Was the barley in the scriptural reference planted in the same areas or in areas that might result in later maturity? A lot of questions there. If using barley, does it have to be in Israel for determining the first scriptural month? Does it have to be in Israel? I would go with the home idea. I know most people, and it seems to stand to reason that it should be from Jerusalem. If you're a dispersed person, and we've been dispersed all over the world, and we're before the age of technology, we don't have telephones, computers, cell phones, and the like, microwave dishes, antennas, and so on. We don't have any of that technology. It would be impossible to hear from Jerusalem in time, and so we would have to use the local harvest, whatever part of the earth we would be. And that's, Yahweh has given us it says there in Genesis 1, for he didn't give us the barley, he gave us the moon, the stars, the sun, for seasons, for feast days, for ordinances. He said, let there be lights in the firmament. Have to divide the. Let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. So that's determining his year, as well as Yahweh's appointed convocations, the feast days. So that was Genesis 1:14. That's where to go there. I know the discussion there about equinox and Tikvah. I know it seems complicated. Well, it's new to us is one reason it's complicated. And another thing, it was poorly written. Probably poorly articulated too, but we just work on it a while. There's somebody out there who's got it down so we can easily understand it. So all we have to do is just keep looking a little more, just like trying to find where do you find the proper church and pew, the proper assembly or synagogue. My answer to that is just keep looking. So I've looked all over the Northwest, we're just getting these run-of-the-mill assemblies that are clones of the Christianity and Jewish traditions. So we're we go underground. Obviously, we're not state licensed. We don't have to be. Yahweh doesn't say we have to get licensed by the state, although some of that does indeed help. So back to the study. And by the way, that was not the opinion of this radio station, nor of the staff and management, or the sponsors. That's my own personal opinion here. But Israel is a modern country. We receive barley reports from there. It is stated that the barley looked at in the chosen land is an ancient variety and is wild barley. Harvested barley would be domesticated, not wild. Has the domesticated barley in Israel never been crossbred in any way for disease? And do they plant it in different areas? If using barley, does it have to be in Israel for determining the first scriptural month? The following scriptures are used to support barley to determine the first month. Exodus chapter 9. Moses replied, "When I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands in prayer to Yahweh. The thunder will stop, and there will be no more hail, so you may know that the earth is Yahweh's." Then verse 31, "The flax and the barley were destroyed, since the barley had headed and the flax was in bloom." That event happened in Egypt, Egyptian barley on Egyptian land with Egyptian weather. If conditions are to be duplicated as close as possible to the event earlier that I had mentioned, for determining the first scriptural month, shouldn't the barley be checked in Egypt each year where the event happened? And what about Leviticus 23? Well, let me once again quote Exodus 9:29, and we need to go to the original scrolls, to a copy of the original scrolls. Nobody has the original, but this is from Antioch, and the English 9:29 reads this way: And Moses said unto them, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that you will not yet fear Yahweh. You will not yet fear. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bulled, or budded. So the barley was in the ear, or in the head, and the flax was budded. The flax and the barley were destroyed, since the barley had headed and the flax was in bloom, because of that thunderstorm. Okay? Well, at least I got it. If I can get it, anybody can. And that happened in Egypt. Egyptian barley on Egyptian land and Egyptian weather. So shouldn't we determine then the Aviv harvest from Egypt? About Leviticus 23:9, this section of scripture is not discussing how to determine the first month of the year. It is not saying to use barley to determine the seasons, the appointed times. We read in Genesis 1:14. Leviticus 23:9-14 is saying not to harvest until you first take a sheaf and make a first fruit offering. And notice also the last verse. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. See that again there. 9:14. Does everybody have it except for me? 23. I'm still looking. I should have been more serious in Sunday school and gotten there on time. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. So in your dwellings, wherever he has dispersed us, we are in America right now. He's dispersed us here. And often the computer doesn't work, so what do? The phone's out of order. I'm out 30 miles away in the wilderness. I don't know. I'm out there keeping the feast. I don't know. Just have to deal with the observable planets that Yahweh has put out there, the sun and the moon. Notice, this is to be a lasting ordinance for generations to come. And I live in the Northwest, and he lived in Arizona. Before I start a harvest, I should take a sheaf and make a first fruit offering to Yahweh. But still, none of this is instruction on how to determine the first month of the year. What about the Tikva method, the equinox method of determining the first month of the scriptural year? This method defines the first scriptural month to begin with, the first new moon after the early vernal equinox, the early summer equinox. The early summer equinox at that point when the sun passes directly overhead the earth's equator is called the equinox because on that day at the equator, day and night are of equal length. It's called the early summer equinox because this event ends winter and brings the summer on. And most people and even my former pastors would argue, oh, but Brother Stefan, it's, you know, fall is mentioned somewhere, or spring. No, spring is mentioned in the scripture. Okay, yeah, spring into. It didn't say spring into spring. I got that off the radio station. And of course, then they set the different patterns for us on how we should think and what we should say by the media. But the early summer equinox, this event ends winter and brings the early summer to the hemisphere that the sun is entering. Should the, or that rather the earth is entering, should the new year start in the winter or in the early summer? the new year shouldn't start in the winter. No, no, sir. Even I agree with that. According to the book Karaites in Byzantium by Zvi Ankori, the Karaites in Babylon did not use barley to determine the first month, but they used the vernal equinox. I believe that Yahweh, and he's using Yahweh in the article here in this website, Yahweh gave us a method that allowed people anywhere on the earth to keep the festivals and know the first month through all these centuries without any knowledge about barley from Egypt or Israel. This method has been known and used for over 2,500 years. It also provided a method used for centuries around the world when electricity and cell phones did not exist to contact Israel or Egypt. Was it wrong then? Can we choose it? Choose to use it instead of barley and not be in sin? Some claim that using the equinox method is astrology, which is pagan. Observing the sun passing overhead the equator is astronomy, not astrology. Yahweh would not tell us to do something that is sin, and he did say in Genesis 1:14, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons, appointed times, and days and years. Don't some of you anti-Numenians go to Galatians 4 and say, yeah, see, days and months and times and years, I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you my labor in vain, because those feast days there were pagan feast days, obviously. The Galatians did not keep Hebraic feasts. They kept their own Greek or Roman Babylonian feasts, not Yahweh's feasts like they should have been doing, such as is true in this day and age when the greater percentage of us who came from Abraham, who came from Moses and all those tribes mentioned in Genesis 10, that we keep, I don't do that, but most of us keep the wrong days. We keep the Babylonian, the pagan days, the Babylonian New Year, the Babylonian time of day, and Babylonian holidays. Halloween is tonight, but here we are celebrating that last great day. This is year 2010 that this is made. There are many arguments for and against the method of the equinox. However, its use would result in believers doing the appointed times on the same dates, allowing planning and bringing unity among the brethren. Fellowship these times would greatly increase. We'd be keeping the Feast of First Fruits on the same day. As it says there in the book of Acts, chapter 2, that they were all in one accord, and they were even in one place. We can't do that because we're dispersed. All the, you know, different believers were around the world now. And, you know, we might say, well, I like it here, and I don't want to move to Jerusalem. But I know of a lot of people who do want to move there, even with all the imminent danger. So, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of first fruits was fully come, then they were all with one accord in one place. The day of first fruits was fully come. They had fully counted. They'd gone through and counted from the day that the wave sheaf was offered. The wave sheaf is offered there during unleavened bread. Wait a second. Anyway, it's offered from the day of the wave sheaf. But it is on the first day of the week that's offered. And it doesn't come out that first fruits is on a first day of the week. But that we will look into further, and we can't demand that somebody believes it this way or that way, or his way or my way, or the highway. It's my way or the highway. We can't demand that. So go to thetruthofyahweh.org to get that excellent article, that clear, simple article there. That was pretty good. Choose your barley. And I don't know of any other source to go to right now that is honest enough and that is sincere and clear in mind to explain that the way this gentleman did. I think I know his name, but I can't think of his first name or last either. Thanks for joining us. We'll say shalom to you, and may we continue to study. May we continue to ask Yahweh to guide us and come into our lives that first of all, our hearts, our attitudes, our hearts must be right. We're not asserting that we are right, but I do assert that even in this study, that Yahweh is right, that his appointed times, his ordinances, his feast days are right, rejoicing the heart. His judgments are true and righteous altogether. His feast days are true and righteous altogether. His New Year's are right, rejoicing the heart. We need to meet there on that Aviv 1, the new moon, and not when other people say it is, but when it truly is, when it's fully come, we need to keep that new moon day. We can see that in our study in the new moon article. Well, okay, that's I think we've been along about 40 minutes here. So we'll break off for now. Thank you very much for joining us. Shalom.